You enjoyed looking after the horses?
Well, I should do. I've got them out there.
True. What kinds are these?
They're all sorts of breeds.
Oh, yes. Some of them have got the feathers.
That's right. I have. We've got quite a few of them out there, but we're not busy with them.
When did you start the pony trekking business?
What, it was 40 years ago.
Must be about 40 years ago, yes. Because you're going back into my memories now. Yes. But you always kept...
No, it's more than that, I think.
So, didn't you? You kept the Clydesdale because you disliked them so much.
Pardon?
You kept the Clydesdale. You had a Clydesdale anyway because you liked them so much.
That's right, aye.
So that started...
1976, I think.
Oh, it's not the same horses, are
it? No.
But we used to have one, didn't we? And it never, like, Bob, he never liked getting left behind.
No.
And he used to just step over the fence and follow the trek all round.
Yes. So you started just with a few and then it got bigger?
That's right. I honestly got it started more or less for Isabel, because she loved horses. That was my wife.
Mm.
She liked horses, and we started off with two or three for a start. And as time went on, we got more and more, you know. And then when Lindsay came along, that was her son, he was very handy too, because he was into horses too. He liked the horses.
Yes,
and
then very nice.
Worked for us too. And then he took his own life. Mm. And she died 11 months after that.
Mm.
Yes. So I lost the two of them in the same year. Well, 11 months, that's different. Yes. So since that, I've been living in Mourne. Pardon?
Just got the horses now.
And we're the only trekking centre that has got Western saddles. It's all Western style we have now. So we got them because it saved us for the kids or who were taken out. Because there's a bit in the saddle where there's a, what you call a pommel they can hold on to.
Yes, can hold on. Yes, it's extra support.
That's right, aye.
Mm.